This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in on a Thursday. This is a treat for all of us. We welcome in a man known as the Godfather of sports radio. We welcome in a man who is always on his best behavior in this day part. Mr. Michael Stone.
That's because you crack that whip and make sure I'm on that.
But we do have a treat because Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If you behave yourself and you don't turn into the grandmother from Wedding Crashers,
okay. We
are going to do something called It's Stony Time later in the show. And it's essentially a ball pit
Okay. Where
you get to just unleash all the topics that we said no to pre-show.
Okay.
And Stony, it's Stony Time. Now, there'll be a sounder for it.
Yes.
And then the world is your oyster.
Yes.
All I will operate is not this microphone, but it'll be the dump button.
Okay.
Just in case.
And it will include such things as underwear, graduation parties, and even your favorite, the WNBA.
Oh, super. Also, Kenny, congrats on the NHL's poverty status. But we have a lot to do. Stony normally is...
That was a great game last night. What are you talking about, poverty status?
Nobody watches it.
We did. That's all the... Okay, I've had enough. Okay, I've had enough of you and your ilk.
I know, but the ratings are down 25%.
Who cares? Who cares about the ratings?
I mean, it's fun to make fun of a hockey fan about. Well, nobody likes your sport.
Yeah, but nobody's liked our sport forever.
Our sport?
Yes, I love hockey. All right. The greatest.
Your favorite Broad Street Bully memories.
It's been 50 years since they won the last cup. They're like the Knicks.
That's crazy.
Isn't it amazing? At least they've been in the finals six or seven
50
times.
50 years?
50 years. May 27th, 1975. That was the last Stanley Cup they won. They went back to back.
What about Eric Lindros?
He didn't win.
I know.
The Red Wings.
I'm kidding. Listen. You see the mood he's in, people? Uh-huh. No. This is important because we've been living a Snickers commercial. Like, you're not yourself when you're hungry. So Stony hadn't eaten today. And I'm not going to say what he ordered. It's no one's business. But I will just tell you what I witnessed pre-show. Stony, it was like the lowering of the yak into the Velociraptor pit in Jurassic Park. And I'm like, Mike, the food ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten today. Are you settled now? Because I know we're starting the show with a Stony topic.
Mm-hmm.
You've had enough of something.
Yes,
And I want to give you free rein. Because I think I agree with you on this, but please, in your West Bloomfield Lakers gear,
that's right.
Would you please deliver what you've had enough of?
Touchdown, Lakers! By the way, I don't know if you know this, Mike, but I've been moonlighting, not a lot. I turned down many more than I accepted. But I occasionally substitute teach in the West Bloomfield School District.
No. No, you do not.
Yeah.
Are you... have we not gotten a camera and a wireless mic in Mr. Stone's classroom?
Basically.
What, are you kidding me?
No. Basically, it's babysitting because the teacher calls in sick or whatever, and they leave the lesson plan, which is basically go to your Chromebook, do this assignment. So I sit there on my phone and just make sure everything's... So the other day, I was doing middle school language arts, three classes. I only did a half a day. And so I always say, your teacher's not here today. Mr. Stone, you might know, your parents might know me as Stoney.
Oh, dear.
Or whatever.
Oh, my God. I said,
but you might know me. I said, yeah, I've been on the radio. I said, but you might know me better if you ever go on any Laker football games. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the guy who goes, touchdown, Lakers. And they, oh, my God, that's you. I said, yeah, relax. Just sit down.
How did we end up here? Just real quick so I can understand.
I don't know.
Because you mentioned the West Bloomfield shirt.
Okay, your mind works in amazing ways. First of all,
well, it's ADHD.
Can
I speak to the administrator who said it's okay for you to work in an educational environment?
By the way, it's not too difficult to become a substitute teacher.
Yeah, clearly. You're a living example.
Yes.
So let's just get to this.
Okay.
You've had enough of
I've had enough of sports gambling on television. And I'm guilty because I bet occasionally. I mean, I had a four-leg parlay yesterday and lost by 1 point.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. It's like your fantasy football team.
Correct.
Right. Anyway, I was reading this morning and doing the voluminous show prep, and Bob Costas kind of avoids sports gambling. I figure I was a typical Costas. I'm Mr. Pompous. I'm, you know, whatever he would stand, he would go. But he explained that when he was a kid, his father was kind of too into sports gambling because he used to set up, as I used to carry, like, you know, the pool sheets around. Mm. I used to do that for somebody. So Costas used to do it, and his father told him, don't do it because I got in trouble because I did too much sports gambling. So he was done sports gambling. But when you watch the games, and look, we're guilty. We talk about lines all the time. We do parlays, all that stuff, prop bet, you know, parlors or whatever you call that. What Rico does a lot. Your great podcast, Cash the Ticket. But when you're watching games, do we really need to know what the live betting lines are on every 15 minutes?
No.
Or bottom lines with, you know, the schedules and what the point spread is and, you know, parlays you can take and now ESPN with their own ESPN. I just think it's too much. I'm not against sports gambling. Like I said, I do it. But I imagine, and I want to know at 248-539-9797, is this a turnoff for people?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you know, hey, it's great, you know, don't be an old man. I'm not being an old man.
You're not.
Hell, bookies have been around for centuries.
No, okay. So the headline is I agree with you at every step. Like, understand something, too. It's like anything in life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, you find a place you like to go eat. All of a sudden, I know you. You're eating there every day.
Yeah.
And then you get sick of it.
Yeah, less is more.
It's the same thing with sports betting. I think it hit like a ton of bricks.
It kept a lot of companies like ours in business during COVID.
Sure it did. And it still has a place. It's just one of those things where the way I view it is we've hit the peak.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, Cash the Ticket.
Right.
Case in point, I've already had meetings with Jim, and I've already told this company I'm evolving that podcast because ultimately, here's the deal: you cap yourself growth wise. There's only a certain amount of people that are going to bet.
Right.
Very few stick with it. Not that that is advisable or not advisable. It all just depends if you can afford it. The reality is, I myself, Mike, I've said this to you: football season. By the end of football season. Look, I do the pod. I try to do a nice job for the people.
Yeah, you do.
But Cookies is the one who enjoys the betting more than me. Like, the rest of the year? No, like, my enjoyment of gambling is on the horses. And that's on an odds basis, and I'm better at it, frankly. But the point is, no, it's too much. I was watching Pacers-Knicks the other night. I don't need live odds in the middle of a highlight where the pregame was X and the live is Y. No, it's too much.
I mean, it was cute. Like,
I know
when
that.
Al Michaels and Brent would, you know, mention lines and over-unders at the end.
Yeah.
But that was before it was legal.
Yeah.
I mean, look, guilty. We used to have, and I, no apologies, we used to talk about it for years. Wojo and I had Johnny Avello on every Friday.
Oh, the Wynn sports book.
Yeah, you know, so people have been betting. This is nothing new.
No,
it's just a proliferation. And because it's so accessible.
It's too much.
There probably is more people who do get in trouble. Betting.
No, there are, but
should.
I'm a big believer. It's not your job to save everybody.
No, I understand.
Everyone's
that.
An
no,
adult.
No,
but has it gone too far? Is it annoying? Yeah, of course it is. I don't run from that. And look, we've even made changes to this show. Like, we got rid of On the Board. That doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
It had its time. It had its day. We're done with that. Like, this fall, I don't think we're doing Prop Bet Casino. Don't need it. Like, you have to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, as someone who watches sports, oh, I've had enough.
Right.
I don't, it's so over the top. It's so intrusive. And the worst part is Forget about commercials. Look, we work in a commercial environment.
Right.
I know that.
Live reads for these products all the time.
But my point is, when you're talking about watching the game, everyone already has the ability to get whatever gambling information they do or don't want. My God, what they're doing in-game. And forget about signage on the court,
yes,
on the sideline, the commercials. But when you are in the game propagating things, that's where, no, I'm not mad at you at all, and I think you're right. And I mean, we operate a business that I'm very conscious of how this works. Look, cash the ticket. I'm going to reduce the amount of gambling discussion by at least a third. Why? Because I enjoy talking sports with Jim.
Right.
And look, we have the ability to aggregate data and understand what people want to hear and what they don't. Look, maybe we don't need to break down 23 games. We'll reduce it to 15.
Right.
Because I want to talk to Jim more. So, no, I'm actively in the headspace you are. You, the people, I'd love to hear from. Like, I don't need pick to stick. I don't need to know about Daniela Bruce's live parlay. Like, none of this, to me, none of it's acceptable.
Right. And believe it or not, I think a lot of those people that you mentioned, Daniela and some of the, you know, they don't want to do it either, but they have to. I mean, it's, look, they are FanDuel.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But when it's in the game,
right,
the question is simple for the people. Stoney wanted to start with this. I don't have a problem with it. He's had enough. Is the amount of sports betting being thrown in your face too much? And I don't think we're doing the topic without being self-aware.
No. I mean, I was guilty last night. When Oklahoma City was up 15 or 8, whatever they were up, I bet them live by minus 15.
No one cares, Mike. You're killing me. But it's the idea of, as a fan, have you had it?
I'm that I'm not being a hypocrite.
No,
I do it too.
But it's, have you just had enough?
Yeah.
And look, we're going to continue. I play an active role in scaling back what we do on this show, and I'm altering the pot because I think people have had enough. I know I've had enough. Where it's like, look, you can do it. You can have fun with it. It can make watching a game more enjoyable. But I mean, my God, I feel like Jamie Foxx lives in my living room with the amount of could Jamie Foxx make an effing movie at some point?
I know.
248-539-9797. You go finish your lunch. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Okay.
We'll get the people, because you're not yourself when you're hungry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.